More than 3 million military service members who served overseas since the 1990s were exposed to toxic smoke from burn pits. Some are now sick with respiratory illnesses and other diseases, and they're fighting for health and disability benefits from the VA. WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports.
Retired Army Sergeant Rigoberto Rosario remembers black smoke that hung so thick in the air he couldn't always tell if it was day or night.
Picture yourself being buried alive, and there's no breathing. That's the only way I could put it. Darkness in the daytime.
Rosario served in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Afghanistan, next to burning oil fields, during sandstorms, and near burn pits, giant outdoor holes in the ground where the military got rid of trash. Everything from plastic to electronics to human waste would get doused in jet fuel and incinerated. Rosario says that's why he has asthma so severe that one flight of stairs can leave him winded.
I have inhaler in my car, I have inhaler in my book bag, I have inhaler at home, I have two or three inhaler. I work in a different floor just in case.
At a park near his home on Long Island, Rosario talks about a different war he's been fighting for more than 25 years, trying to prove to the VA that his breathing problems are due to toxic exposure during his deployments.
They have sent me to this office, oh, I need a record for this. Oh, I need a proof for this. Oh, I need a proof for that. So it was the merry-go-round.
The VA routinely denies disability claims from veterans like Rosario, who say burn pits made them sick. It's tough for individual veterans to prove the exposure caused their health problems. And in most cases, the VA doesn't consider exposure a service-related condition. Veterans advocates say the government should automatically recognize burn pits and other toxic exposures as a health danger and should presumptively grant benefits to anyone who was exposed in the past and is sick now. Shane Learman is with the group Disabled American Veterans.
Something needs to be done now because, as history has shown us, you wait too long, you're going to lose more veterans than you're ever going to cover.
He notes that Vietnam War veterans had to wait decades before they received benefits for diseases linked to the defoliant Agent Orange. He's lobbying Congress to pass bipartisan legislation to make it easier for veterans to prove their illnesses are caused by what they breathed while they were deployed. Among those spearheading the effort is comedian-turned-activist Jon Stewart.
For those that have fought and defended and served this country, for them to come home and have to fight against the very government that they volunteered to defend is immoral.
The VA declined an interview request, but said officials would meet with Congress in the next few weeks to discuss burn pits. The VA has said there's not enough evidence to link long-term health problems to toxic exposures. At a May congressional hearing, VA Deputy Secretary Ronald Burke said the issue is a top priority, but the agency needs more data.
In order to do a better job researching exposure to toxic substances and military environmental hazards, we need more insight into the health issues that veterans are experiencing.
Burke said the agency is conducting its own review and plans to announce new policies this year.
Our research indicates that an overly cumbersome process and an assumption of denial discourages veterans from filing toxic and environmental exposure-related claims.
Rigoberto Rosario just wants the VA to recognize his asthma is related to his service. At 62, he says he wants to know that he can qualify for disability benefits.
I'm not saying go give me $1 million. I mean, we did our job. Help us.
Rosario says he wouldn't hesitate to put on his uniform again if asked, but he wants to feel like the government has his back, too. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
The story was produced by the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration that reports on American military life and veterans. Funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.